Hello and welcome to
Hang on. If you only knew.
Oh my God.
The machinations we're getting here.
To be able to sit down. I said to Mark, we need to go to a flaming studio.
We need to go to a therapist.
Yeah.
Absolute
disaster. Welcome to How to Stay Married so far. We just had quite a little bit of drama trying to get set up.
Well, you did.
But also we had some drama this morning discussing what we were going to talk about, because how many podcasts have we done in a row now on different variations of sex?
I think this might, well, this would be our fourth.
Right, so we were saying, oh God, we shouldn't really do sex for the fourth time. And then we said, but you guys are loving all these sex talks so much, you load of weirdo pervies. So because it was such a good article today, we thought, fuck it, let's just do sex 4 weeks running.
I'm more than happy to do sex more than 4 weeks running.
So Mark found this article.
4 hours running. Anyway, no, we have a WhatsApp group called Podcast Ideas, but it should just be called Sex Ideas. Yeah.
Maybe we should just make this a sex podcast.
I'm already getting aroused.
Oh, God. Okay, let's not.
Okay, so this is an article that was in the Times, and it's a very simple headline, which I quite like. How to have a better sex life in 2024. Because, of course, having a better sex life this year is going to be different to having a better sex life in 2023. Or next year.
Well, there's new phases and fashions.
Absolutely.
I mean, we did pegging last week, for God's sake. Was that around in 23?
We did not do pegging. We did a podcast about pegging.
Oh, sorry.
Despite you wanting to suggest all the way through it that I was up for a bit of pegging.
Mark, stop it.
I had messages from dear followers and friends saying,
like that.
Oh, thank God we're watching this. I said, please avoid the pegging one. And they said, no, we're really looking forward to it. I think it happens more than you think.
Right.
Anyway, so the nature of this article, this is an article in which two fitness experts essentially share some of the exercises, some of the activities or things you could do physically.
And don't switch off. Because when Mark gave me the headline on this, I was like, oh, God, that sounds boring. But actually, I think it's quite fascinating.
Why does it sound boring?
Exercise. Because
exercises. What can you do physically?
A lot of people don't want to hear anything about exercise.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you listen to this podcast and you enact any of these suggestions, you will be getting a boner like there's no tomorrow.
You don't know that. I've got the boner information. You've got the vagina information.
Well, it's,
so don't lie, because you don't know what
the
mine
weird
says.
Thing is that even your vagina might have a boner by the end of this.
Well, because, Mark, we've separated.
Happy
this
with your light scenario here.
Oh, God. Honestly, guys, it was like something out of the Phantom of the Opera. You could not see the right-hand side of my face at all. I was in pitch darkness. Mm. So now I've got this blinding daylight light now, and it's hurting my eyeballs.
So what I thought would be fun was this article.
You can always watch this on YouTube if you're listening on podcast.
Yeah. This article chops up into two halves. Obviously, recommendations and exercises or suggestions, physical suggestions for women, and then the same for men. And so what we thought we'd do, which is quite fun, maybe, I hate fun,
It's overrated.
It's so overrated, unless, well, we'll get to that in a minute. We thought we'd read the opposite sex's suggestions.
And I haven't got a clue what the female one is.
I haven't got a clue what the male one is.
Well, I was actually oohing and aahing.
Sexually?
No, just like fascinatingly.
Oh.
Fascinatedly?
Well, I was sighing and breathing heavily whilst reading.
So, you start then.
Okay, so the funny thing about all of this is that so many of the things that dear Nadia has been trying to get me to do for so many years, I'm sort of slowly arriving at.
Hang on. But not for sex.
Yes.
No.
Not for sex. Sorry. No, things that Nadia's been trying to get me to do for my health, for my mind, for my mental health, for
his soul.
For my soul.
He has no connection with his soul and his body.
No, I barely have a connection with the soles of my shoes because they've come off my running shoes.
Bless him. Let's keep your pair of
shoes.
I've
ordered some. They should have been, in fact, it might have been them at the door just then. So anyway, some of the things that have cropped up as great exercises for women to improve your sex life, they all pivot around all these things that you've been suggesting to me for years. So the first thing that is suggested here is focus on your breathing.
Oh.
Focusing on your breathing helps you stay in the moment. And she talks about intentional breathing. Mm. The kind required for yoga can also work for your sex life. Some women hold their breath and tense up during arousal to speed the path of orgasm.
Doesn't everyone do that?
But breathwork practitioners suggest that breathing deeply throughout sex carries more oxygen around the body and will lead to a deeper orgasm. So this is the idea of...
Can I just ask you
what does
thing?
That mean,
I've
hold
just
breath?
Realised.
Yes.
I have no idea how another woman has an orgasm, because whenever I've seen an orgasm on a film or in a drama or something, I've never believed it.
Right.
But maybe that's because I don't have an orgasm in that way.
And how have you seen it? What were you meaning when you
say... When they go, and that whenever I'm in a hotel room, that's all I hear. And I've suddenly thought, but now you've said that, maybe that's because I hold my breath.
Not only do you hold your breath...
No, wait. And give me a sign before you say it of what you're thinking of saying. Away from the camera. What were you going to say? Before you give away things
I'm not
like
going to give away anything. It's a very
sweet
detail.
Because you said not only that, you also... No, I don't want sweet details. I don't like sweet details.
Why not?
We're not talking about me.
No.
Tell
well,
me...
Well, we are, because you said you hold your breath.
No.
So why... Okay.
No.
How do you differentiate yourself? Why do you... Obviously, you do things differently. I mean, I know, because I'm sometimes there.
Don't be disgusting. I'll turn
that
the camera
off.
That
wasn't disgusting! If we're talking about sex, we have to acknowledge we have sex.
Right, let's start this again. Think of another person that you've slept with,
right?
That has an orgasm in a different way to me and explain it. What do they do?
Well, it's very hard to explain it without not explaining. So you hold your breath.
You don't need you hold your breath. Me for this. Imagine you've never had sex with me. What was the last person that you slept with before me's orgasm like? I can't even remember who they were. Who was it?
It was very undulating.
Oh my God! Undulating!
In terms of sound, body,
oh
my, movement.
Give me a little bit of a clip, like what?
How
please undulate.
Dare
please
you ask me to undulate and I'm not even allowed to say that you hold your breath.
Mark, you are undulating for somebody else. You're asking me to give away my own personal
thing.
I'm
going to say...
I'm not saying it.
Two
We've
words.
Got children.
I'm
We've got
say two
newspapers
words.
That would listen to this.
I'm going to say two words.
If you say two words that involve my orgasms, you are going to be in trouble. I'm going to stop this podcast and I'm not going to say anything else. I've asked you to explain what the last
You're
person
get
you
me
had
to
sex
undulate.
With orgasm was like, and you said there was undulation. What
yes.
do you mean? In their breath? In their body?
In their breath? In their sound? Why are you writing notes? She's
I'm
writing
down undulation.
She's writing
to just double check what it means, because I think it means this.
Precisely.
Oh my God, they did the wave.
Yeah,
Mexican wave.
But in every area.
Oh, I don't believe you're just bigging up your
I'm
part.
I'm not at all.
Are you
voice?
Are you
voice
kidding me?
Voice, body.
No, no, no! I can't unsee it, Mark. I'm frightened.
Oh my God! I haven't even undulated yet.
The person that you had sex with before me undulated.
I'm not going to talk about specifically
well,
the person
right,
before
somebody
you.
Somebody before me undulated.
So there's been undulating. There's been screaming.
Oh.
And I've
well,
talked
that
about
I don't
that.
Even
about
include.
That.
Screaming, that I don't even include.
Screaming. There's been... At the point of orgasm, there's
all right,
been...
All but not at the point, but...
There's been a holding of breath and everything.
Like they're going to explode?
Yes.
Oh, thank God I don't do that. I'm a bit worried I don't undulate, but at least I don't look like I'm going to explode.
Itchy teeth? Itchy teeth?
Right.
Okay.
Can you please give me the sound of an undulating, orgasming woman?
No.
Please?
No.
Mark, please, just try.
No, because then you're going
to...
Everyone's
going to want
you
to.
Subclip this. It's going to be all over social media.
Mark.
And you're not going to say a single thing about your itchy teeth or your silent orgasm. Isn't it curious that you have totally silent orgasms?
You've had a warning and I'm just about to turn the video off.
The video? We don't do video anymore, babe. That's an old-fashioned thing.
And you're going to have to take that out.
Take what?
Anything that you know. Listen.
What?
What about if I promise I won't clip you undulating?
I know you're lying.
I won't show it to
anyone. I know you're absolutely lying.
Mark, please.
I'm okay, well, it was something along the lines of, oh, oh,
ah,
oh,
like
oh, to... oh, and all that kind of
well,
stuff.
Well, yeah, you didn't have kids in the house, did you? We can all undulate when there's no one else around.
Yeah, undulate. Why are you leaning out of shot? You've got
then,
your light and you're leaning out of your light.
And then when they undulate with their body, are you trying to do like a mermaid sort of thing?
No, depending on where you're at. I mean, do you want me to go into that detail?
Mm-hmm.
From behind, it can go all over the place.
What does?
Them.
They undulate from behind?
Yes, and then if they're on top, then it's just, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, they've been performing. They've been performing!
I'm not suggesting
that's
for a
what
minute.
I mean. Oh, God, maybe it's something wrong with me. When I see any of this in movies and stuff, I always think, why are they doing all that?
Anyway, breath work.
What, so did, was it this?
No, it
was
wasn't
it
that. No, it wasn't that. Sometimes. A bit of that.
Oh!
I start getting the ick with my own sex life. This is really strange.
They got to be careful with that because that's how penises get fractured. Well, we did that on Coffee Moaning.
Yeah, I've never really... Oh,
was it
true.
Coffee Moaning?
No,
we
yeah,
did it
the reverse cowboy.
Very dangerous. So the most dangerous sex position you can do
so
in case you,
need you
don't
to
watch Coffee Moaning.
You need to open your mouth and you need to breathe more deeply. You need to breathe more constantly and you mustn't hold your breath and stop at the point of orgasm. Apparently that is that you don't do that. You tense up.
Really?
Mm.
What if I try it and it doesn't work and then I'm really annoyed?
Have another go. Have another one. I mean, the thing I don't really understand about sex, when you're obviously having good sex, is why don't we do it all the time?
I don't know.
Why don't we just have more sex?
Because when one enjoys it, one goes, why don't I do that all the time? I suppose tiredness, children, illness.
Well, okay, so finishing off this first suggestion, because we're 10 minutes in, I've undulated, Nadia's revealed absolutely nothing other than she makes no noise. And is barely in a room when she has an orgasm. She's not there.
What do you mean? That's a horrible thing to say, barely in the room.
If we were to go with your description of what you've revealed, you're barely there. You just said, I say nothing. Well, I don't do this, I don't do that, and I don't want anyone to know what I do. So I'm saying, imagine she's not there. But what they do say in this final tip about breathing is yoga is crucial for helping. So breath work will help you with your orgasms. So that's number one for women.
Wow, God, I don't even know if we can carry on here.
Why not?
Because that was so extraordinary.
Well, there you go. Didn't expect to undulate today, I have to confess.
Really was quite amazing.
Did you like my undulating?
Loved it.
What noise do men make? What noises have other men... I mean, because I don't...
But they sort of grunt, don't they?
I don't really grunt. I don't like the sound of guttural men. It comes from terrible traumatic past, but I really don't like the sounds that men make.
How do you know?
Because I heard too many when I was younger.
All right, stop. No, not now.
No, but that's my point. What noises do men make? They grunt. Is that all you've said? Is that all you're going to say?
They do grunt.
Look at you pretending to look through your dossier like it's a dossier.
I'm looking through
my dossier.
It's not a dossier.
You've highlighted
what I'm actually doing. I'm thinking, yours was so good, I've got to try and think of a better one.
What do you mean it was so good?
Well, it's just very good. It was interesting. Now I'm losing faith in my bits.
Now you're pretending you've got a dossier.
Darling, I have got a dossier. Is a dossier
babe,
a pile
as soon
of
as you have something
is
stapled?
Is a dossier a pile of papers stapled together?
Precisely.
Right, well, I'm holding my dossier and I'm looking at it.
Yeah, show us your dossier.
Which makes a change from you holding your dossier and looking at it
waving it about. I can't stop playing with mine. Come on.
Right, so, would you like to push blood into your penis? Right?
Right.
And contract during an orgasm?
Would I like to? Isn't that what happens?
Well, depends if you're doing your pelvic floor exercises.
Mm.
Because actually it's very important that men do their pelvic floor exercises as important as women.
Mm.
Because you will start to dribble in later life if you don't. And also your pelvic floor plays a part in the strength of your orgasm, just like it does for a woman.
Okay, I'm doing
so,
it now.
So, pelvic floor exercises, or Kegels...
Yeah, I've got Kegels.
Particularly important, as these muscles, which push blood into the penis and contract during orgasm, weaken with age.
Right. So what do I need to do?
Well, if you just shut up, I'll be able to tell. I'll let you tell me.
All right.
Now you're interrupting on every line. So as it is with women, you have to flex the muscles by mimicking. So you've got to imagine you need to go to the loo. Mm-hmm. And then what do you do to stop going to the loo? You contract your pelvic floor muscles, right? And then you squeeze for 5 seconds. So you hold for 5 seconds.
Okay, that's really hard. Hang on.
Yeah, now you know.
It's really hard to hold it. It gets really funny.
To do 140 of those a day, women.
Oh, it goes really strange.
So these are all exercises, I must say, by Craig Cooper. So I just had to give him that little thingy. So what Craig does, and this is quite good, he's got an app on his phone which reminds him to drink every hour.
I don't like the fact that you've personalised Craig. I didn't want to know a Craig in this.
He's got an app on his phone which reminds him to drink water every hour. So he puts that into action, but instead of drinking water every hour, or maybe he does as well, he does 15 to 20 Kegel exercises.
Wow.
So he's doing them all through the day. And that's not an exaggeration. Jane Wake, who's an absolutely brilliant pelvic floor expert, will tell you 120 to 150 a day.
He must orgasm like a superhero.
So if you want to keep them strong, those orgasms, because they will weaken off. And if you want that blood pumping into your penis, do your pelvic floor exercises.
I mean, I suppose this is a bit of a kind of existential question. What makes a male orgasm is...
blood pumping into it.
No. Blood pumping into it is what makes it erect. But the moment of orgasm is just the... I hate to use this sort of language. It's the spurt.
That's what it says here. For a strong orgasm,
it's
because the penis has to fill with blood, and if you're not doing your Kegels.
Oh, I see. So the more full, the more tender, and right, I've got you.
Okay, next.
Okay, right. The next one here is weight training for women will give your hormones a boost. Traditionally, this trainer, given that you've named yours as Craig, I'm going to name mine. Mine's Ruth. Yeah. Ruth says, traditionally in heterosexual sex, the woman is presented as the weaker, passive person. Doing weights, you're stepping into a traditionally masculine domain. Feeling strong can boost confidence. But now, this is a curious one.
Back to pegging again now.
It's a little bit about the pegging kind of, you know, the strong, masculinized kind of controlling, in control. I'm not necessarily into that. I don't want to be a sort of, what do they call them? Not a gimp, but I don't want to be a sort of, what are they called when you see someone being walked around on a leash?
A gimp.
No, a gimp is a...
sex slave?
You know, that kind of thing, a sort of...
Submissive?
Submissive, exactly. I'm not into that dominatrix thing. It's not great when someone walks in with a gun and a whip and a...
Well, we've moved very quickly from weight training to whips.
What they're talking about here is about that sort of... The simple optics on it are, and the physicality of it are, that there's something erotic about a woman being... more masculine in a sense.
No.
Or powerful.
You are taking it from the position of the man. What we're saying...
That's what you do when you're pegging.
She's talking to women that might like that. And you've gone, oh, well, I don't like that, but it's not about you.
No. Women like to have that strength.
Well, some women do. Yeah, some women like to be dominatrix.
Yeah, and also some men do too. So that will a marriage made in heaven there is.
Yeah, because it releases more testosterone.
Toffee! Right? Sorry, that's our dog. And it sounds like someone's wanking in the background. They're not. Sorry. If you were listening to this, you'd be thinking, who's that off shot? resistance training. This is interesting. Resistance training... Oh, no, look, listen to this. A 2018 study found that power and muscular strength were significant in relation to the number of sexual partners women had, but not men. So the more muscular and powerful you were, the more male partners you're going to have. Resistance training is also the best exercise for raising levels of testosterone in the woman, more often associated with men than women. You talk about this a lot. It not only makes women want sex more, it boosts our energy levels. The number one libido killer for women is tiredness. Mm. And weight lifting and weight training and increasing your muscle mass is great for basically driving essentially the masculine hormone, right?
Well, it's not just a masculine hormone, though, is it? This is where people have gone wrong. And, you know, it's this brutal world that we live in, that somebody decided when women go on HRT, unless they can pay for it, they can't have any testosterone. So women are using their husband's testosterone cream because they can't get it. Because we are all supposed to die at 40 after we've produced all the babies, and we're not supposed to want sex if we live past 40.
Is there testosterone in sperm?
So they're
suggesting resistance training 3 times a week and holding a plank position for 1 to 2 minutes as part of every workout will help tighten the right muscles in your lower abdomen, which means you'll have better sex.
Yeah, so that's your pelvic floor again.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it's true.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I mean, like, absolutely, we should all be doing weight training. All of us, men and women, should be doing weight training. It does help to raise your testosterone, so there you go. And then we go over to the men's. Do press-ups to improve your testosterone levels. By the age of 70, 30% of men have low levels of testosterone.
Good God. Mm-hmm. Do they say how many press-ups you need
Which
to do?
Which can result in reduced libido and an inability to maintain an erection.
I'm just going to go down.
He's just doing... Okay, you can do those while I'm... work the larger muscle groups, legs, back and chest.
Squats.
With weights as heavy as you can lift safely. You can't just pick up a couple of 5-pound weights and do biceps curls. You've got to work your whole body. Craig does pull-ups, push-ups,
Craig,
and side planks.
Babe,
get up because you're going to start sweating.
Oh, my God.
Right. Okay.
15.
So, like, Craig really does stress here that you don't need to go...
Oh, my God, look how red I am.
You look like you've just had sex.
I do.
You don't need to go to the gym.
Right.
Body weight exercise such as lunges and squats can be really effective, while press-ups engage many of the same upper body muscles utilised in sex. They are the very best things you can do at home. Dr. Michael Mosley and his wife get up every morning, they go to each side of their beds and they do their press-ups before they do anything else.
Wow. Before they have sex?
Before, well, I don't know about that. So, there you go. Same thing.
The next one here from Ruth is running ignites your endorphins. Improving any cardiovascular function can improve arousal in women. So any workout that increases heart rate, raises oxygen and blood flow can lead to better sex. Sorry, I'm so tired.
See, the thing is, right, when I'm doing my weight training, my heart is absolutely pounding and I'm out of breath. Why is that not included as cardio?
Well,
Doesn't cardio your heart?
Yeah, I mean some of the routines that I do with Joe, which are just weights based. He makes the point that if you're really pushing really heavy weights, sort of really out of your comfort zone, a residual cardiovascular kicks in because your body is going into a sort of tense.
If you're out of breath, right, and your heart rate is raised, that's cardio.
Yeah, it can be.
So I'm doing cardio.
But also, I have to say, I do find the whole exercise thing quite erotic.
Well, wait, because we're coming to that.
Okay, I just want to finish that thought. She says, as a personal trainer, my clients reported that running gives them the biggest high from endorphins. Mm.
Okay, so I'm just going to do two in one here.
Okay.
So we're doing a bit of a threesome. So, now this is something that I've never thought about.
Right.
Right.
Okay, I'm excited.
So, good posture...
Ooh.
Improves your sex life.
Oh, I think that's here somewhere.
A study found, this is Harvard Business School, reported that those that held high power poses, such as putting their feet up on a table or leaning their bodies forward over a desk for 2 minutes, experienced a rise in testosterone.
Sorry, so if I just do this?
So feet up on the table, leaning their bodies, or feet up on the table.
More sitting back like that.
Yeah, with your feet up on the table, or leaning forward. This, again, is yoga, isn't it? For like that for 2 minutes.
Oh, what, moving between the two?
No, it says or. Will raise your...
So this is basically saying sitting back with your feet up is good for your sex life.
Listen. Yeah, this isn't like just do this and no exercise. This is other things. They do experience a rise in testosterone. While those who held low power poses, such as folding their arms, noticed a drop in their testosterone.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? But if you think about it, if you're like this,
yes,
you're ready to go. So your testosterone is pumping.
Why do you think I'm always like that when you come in, babe?
So if you stand tall, you could get a natural testosterone boost merely through the action of projecting confidence.
Good. God.
Isn't that amazing? Now...
So big dick energy.
Big dick energy, exactly. So a child's pose in yoga, which stretches and lengthens the spine, is good for posture.
Wow.
So sit in your shins with your knees together, fold forward at the hips and walk your hands out in front of you while keeping your hips as close to your feet as possible. You know the child's pose. Also, Tai Chi focuses on posture, and a study in 2011 on older men found a significant improvement in both testosterone levels, this is Tai Chi, and urinary tract symptoms.
Wow.
After just 12 weeks practicing Tai Chi. Remember, Tai Chi is this.
Yeah. But it's more than just that.
So just quickly to move on from that, because you said about the sex. So testosterone naturally peaks in the morning and then it just...
Does it?
Throughout the day, yeah.
Just flops.
So research suggests that weight training may have a bigger effect on testosterone in the evening, when you're perhaps more likely to have sex. Now, it's funny. Wow. Because on Love Island, when they're suddenly told that they're going off on a date, they always jump off the bed and start pumping up and down doing...
But, babe, I naturally like doing my workouts in the evening.
And I thought, that's weird. Yeah, but, Tony, you don't need any more testosterone.
Why don't I need more?
Because you've got enough. So anything you can do in the later... These are people that aren't, like, having enough of a sex drive. So you can do it in the later hours because it will probably increase your testosterone. Yeah.
For the night, for the evening ahead.
45 minutes of strength training 3 times a week. Now, Greg, I can't remember his name now.
Craig, we all know Craig.
Sex after exercise is a good thing. You feel good.
Yeah.
Your hormones are running. Exercise of any kind with your partner, he adds, will ensure you're in sync and enhance your sexual performance. He's been married, Craig, for 36 years, and exercise is our couple's therapy. We train together every morning. Does that mean they train together in the morning and then they have to have sex afterwards? Can you imagine? When would they ever get the washing up done?
Maybe they just want to have sex. Did you have to have sex? Maybe they want to. Well, Ruth, is Ruth his wife? Because Ruth says, work out with your partner to boost your physical connection. She talks about the fact that the physiological effects of exercise are very similar to the effects of sexual arousal. And I have to agree. I find myself quite aroused by you when I'm done a workout or if we're walking back from the gym or something like that.
I wish you'd show that, because if I'm honest...
Well, you're always on your phone.
When I come out high from the gym... No, I'm not. Stop this bloody constant line. It's really annoying.
You walk out of the gym...
I come out and I say, so how do you feel from the gym? Not much better. All right.
Babe, usually there's a child... There's usually a child with us. Yeah, but you're buzzing in a non-sexual way. I'm buzzing in a sexual way.
If you met me with joy, I would be buzzing in a sexual way.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, well, next time I do a run...
Can you just be a bit high after the gym?
Oh, flipping heck. All right, anyway.
It's not a lot to ask.
So, and I do... I kind of like the kit as well, which is a bit of a thing too.
You always say that you hate me in leggings.
I love you in leggings. Where the fuck has that come from?
What, workout gear?
Yes!
Well, I didn't know that.
What?
You were saying, oh, I hate the way you're dressed in gym gear.
No, I don't. Oh. That's someone else, babe. Oh. It's Craig. It's someone else. It's not me. Do Kegels or Keggles or whatever they are 3 times a day to intensify your orgasm as a woman.
3 times? That's not enough. She's not right.
She says they regular boosts arousal. She then talks about specific poses in yoga. She says she particularly recommends the reclined butterfly pose, where you lie with your knees falling apart and the soles of your feet are together for, quite obviously, hip flexibility reasons.
Oh, I do a lot of that.
I mean, I think a lack of hip flexibility as you get older with sex is a problem. I mean, you know, I can think of someone I had sex with years ago who, the first time we had sex, she had to keep her legs straight because it was a bit painful in her hips.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But listen,
she didn't undulate. She couldn't undulate. She couldn't undulate.
But yoga comes up a lot, doesn't it, Mark?
Yes, it does.
And you know why? Because of the blood flow to the genitals as well.
And I tell you what, there's something about... Well, I won't say that. 22 other yoga poses in a study for the Journal of Sexual Medicine showed that the Trikonasana, or the triangle pose, and the Ardha Matsyendra, that's my Matsyendra, mudra, the half spinal twist, found that 75% of people who did these moves, all these poses, had an improvement in their sex life.
I do all those.
Do you?
3 times a week.
Do you feel that since you've done yoga, you've had better sex?
Well, I think what's missing from that is that when you just connect more with yourself, and give yourself the time. Yeah, definitely. I definitely, because I feel more at peace with myself.
Right.
I feel less dysmorphic through yoga. So, yeah, I think it's like anything. It's if you eat well, if you take sunshine, if you go for a walk, if you do any of these things where you care for yourself, you will be more turned on.
But is it about you caring for yourself, or is the other person bringing something to the kind of party?
No. You always want to come in on the wrong bits. Taking care of yourself is of yourself by yourself, which then makes you a more open partner than when you're having sex. But no, the taking care is taking care. What about me?
No, are you having the best sex of your life?
Shut up.
Are you?
Right.
Say yes or no.
Also, do 30 minutes of cardio. This is for men, thank God. In 45 to 90 second bursts to boost arousal.
That's what I do in a hip workout. That's why I always end with a great big erection.
German researchers found that 3 minutes of strength work holding on to a testing device as hard as possible was enough to jumpstart the sympathetic nervous system and increase arousability to sexual stimuli immediately afterwards.
Hang on.
So they were tested holding a strength pose. They had to hold it really tight for 3 minutes. Their everything, arousal, everything. Now let me tell you how they found this out.
The Germans.
So, the men in the study experienced a faster heart rate and pupil dilation when what? Guess.
They let go.
No. When they were shown sexual images.
Well, yeah, that's more the sexual images than holding onto a pole.
No, then they showed more energy, sexual energy, than the people that weren't.
Oh, I thought they were holding
a pole
and then really tightly, and then they looked at sexual imagery. So
they were. So they did, but the men that weren't holding a pole tightly and looking at the sexual image, their pupils didn't dilate.
Why did
they
your hand go to your crutch as you demonstrated sexual pole?
I don't know. But yeah, so there you go.
Can we do that test?
I don't really know what the conclusion...
Can we do that test? Okay, well, Ruth's final suggestion. If you're feeling flexible and strong and you're having the best sex of your life, she says we should try, and I think we should try this, Naz. I think we should, and you should try this at home. We should try something called the Yab Yum. Have you heard of it?
No.
The Yab Yum is where the larger person sits cross-legged. So I'll be sat cross-legged on the floor. You will sit on top, straddling with your ankles crossed behind my back. So it's like, yeah, so I'm cross-legged. Yeah, yeah. With
that's
back straight,
unusual.
Allow your forehead to touch. Breathe deeply and slowly, synchronising our breath and gazing into each other's eyes.
We'll be pissing ourselves laughing.
We have to do this.
We'll be farting.
We're going to do... Well, you will...
Hang on a minute. Do not... He who hath not sinned, do not cast the first stone. You are a farter, Mark.
Not in the bedroom.
I'm not a farter in the bedroom.
Careful.
Mark, sometimes your farts wake me up.
Careful.
Don't start carefuling
careful,
me.
Careful,
because I can easily run it under the tap, this camera.
Then you'll
camera.
Lose your phone. And that's a ludicrous sacrifice.
Okay, well, I'll run yours under the tap.
Well, there'll still be the sound, because I've got it in my computer. I want to do the Yab Yum.
Right, we'll do the Yab Yum, darling. But you might regret it.
Itchy teeth.
So is this whilst during intercourse?
Well, that's a funny thing, isn't it? It says, no,
that's
it's not.
This is
kind of off the back of tantric, which tantric is so tedious because you don't touch.
Do you know what? I think we should do a podcast on tantric.
What is
because
it?
All of us only think of Sting doing sex for 7 hours.
Well, in fact, they mentioned Trudy Styler
here.
So we go.
So we all go, oh, God. But maybe it's not that.
Maybe we should do tantric.
I think it's deep breathing.
Why don't we go to a tantric class?
Well, we'll have to be in a tent.
You don't have to bring in any... You don't have to mop anything up. I mean, do you actually...
I think you have to be in a wigwam.
Do you actually orgasm when you do tantric sex?
I think you have to be in a wigwam. I think you have to be with other people. I think there's a risk that you could hear grunting and moaning and undulating.
Okay. Well,
maybe we could just do the first half hour and then say you've got a stomach complaint and leave.
Well, one of the other things that she does say here is at the end of a workout together, which in and of itself can be quite arousing, don't pick up your phone between exercise, showering and sex. Finish your exercise, go home and shag each other senseless. That's just what it says.
Where were you when you were sitting on each other?
No. This is it when you've come out of the gym or when you've done any kind of exercise together.
Wait till you get
home.
Don't
go on your phone.
Okay. So, yoga has been proved effective at working on the male pelvic floor. And also, the, you know, it's not just the pelvic floor, it's the mind, body, spirit. So you feel more at one with each other, more able
undulating throughout your spirit.
So it's they have found that the practice improves performance, erection, and appears to be a feasible, safe, effective, acceptable, non-pharmacological option for premature ejaculation.
All those words are deeply unsexual.
If you've got premature ejaculation, try all of this. Now,
try what?
Mullabanda.
Ooh. It's a bit, it's a bit like yum-yam.
I know what the mullabanda is.
Or rum rash.
So the yoga practice of drawing the root chakra, so it's the perineum,
ooh,
the bit between your vagina or
yes,
your bollocks and your
is.
Bum-bum,
all right,
and pulling upwards and inwards, and you work your pelvic floor muscles, the mullabanda. So, like, whenever you're sitting in yoga, you try and do the mullabanda.
You know what? There's a phrase in Nepal called being mullabandered. And apparently, no, there is. And apparently, there's a case of some guy whose perineum ended up on his head.
There we go. Right. To do this, also, you can lie on your tummy.
Right.
This is the bow pose. The bow pose strengthens the back as well as the pelvic muscles.
Well, back strength.
So you lie on your stomach, right?
Mm.
And you put your feet up behind you, and then you get hold of your feet.
Oh, my God.
And you do
that's
this.
Hard.
No, but you'll get there if you do it. You have to just keep...
Well, so the woman does that whilst you're having sex with
no,
her?
No, this is just to strengthen your pelvic...
But she could. In fact, I think that's happened.
And then you lift your thighs off the mat and press your shins away from you as you lift your chest up. Now, this is in bold and in capitals.
That's quite serious.
Endurance cycling can sap libido.
And it crushes your testes.
There you go.
You've got to be careful. Cycling is a really difficult one for men. But she says it's actually very, very good for women and cardiovascular.
I hate
it. But for men, it really damages the base of your balls.
Craig Cooper says he has a Goldilocks rule. Now, listen to this, boys. For cardiovascular activity, too little and you won't reap the immeasurable benefits. But too much...
Of what?
And... hang on a minute, I've lost myself.
Too much of what? Just right. Too much sex?
So this was a test done on 78 sedentary men. It found that 60 minutes of exercise a day, on average, 3.5 days a week for 9 months, improved their frequency of sex, erectile function, and number of satisfying orgasms.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out what an unsatisfying orgasm is.
But, just dies off.
Well, hang on a minute. It's not just about sound. I mean, an orgasm is an orgasm. I mean, I suppose you can have an unsatisfying orgasm.
And tell me it's not about sound. I was giving this sound to give you the picture.
Thank you.
So, but this is important. If you do too much of that kind of exercise,
right,
your hormone levels will deplete.
You've got lost in your dossier, babe. You've got tied into this language.
Okay, so this is it.
I can't relate to it.
Okay, 3 times a week, what we know, good.
What?
You'll get the benefits of cardiovascular.
Right.
Right? 3.5 days a week, roughly. If you do too much, your hormone levels will deplete, resulting in something called REDS syndrome, where sufferers have low testosterone as a result of excessive exercise. Now,
oh my God.
Maybe this is like that rumour that you hear about really like muscly men and problems.
Is there this rumour?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, a marathon runner is a surefire way to decrease your natural sexual performance.
Wow.
Long-distance cycling is another. It's okay
so
to do light
basically...
runs, but you do not want to do any form of super long endurance training for your sex life.
So basically, too much exercise can be bad for you.
It seems to be endurance.
Too much,
long-term, lots of running.
And apparently there is something called the fourth eye, isn't there? You've got the third eye.
Oh, God, what's
and then you've got the fourth
right,
eye.
Okay. Thank you so much, everybody. It's been lovely spending time with you. I'm sure we will try to do a different topic next week, and then Mark will lead us back to some new sexual something.
Yeah.
So lots of love to all of you. Please get your mullabandas going.
I want to go and do a yub-yam. Let's go to a rub-ram. Is it a rub-ram or a yub-yam?
Please, if you've enjoyed this podcast... Like it, share it, follow us. It really helps. And you know what? We put ourselves on the line every week by what we share here. So it would be really nice if you helped us by sharing this free podcast. If you want to see us, just go over to the Sawala Adelies on YouTube and you will find us there. Hit the subscribe button and it doesn't cost you anything again. And there's loads of content. Love you lots.
Bye.